Along our journey through the lands of the East, wonder waited us at every turn. Amongst verdant hills and rocky paths, we came upon a Buddhist temple. It seemed to emerge from nowhere, a place of peace and contemplation awaiting us, amidst the murmurs of birds and the songs of the rivers. The statues of Buddha, imposing and majestic, stood as gentle giants. A sovereign tranquility radiated from their stone faces, an enigmatic smile or a meditative posture. Each sculptural detail spoke of an ancient, silent wisdom. The monks, clad in their orange robes, moved with grace and wisdom, akin to the flow of water. I watched their rituals with fascination, listened to their prayers whispered at dawn and dusk, the slow, deliberate gestures that marked the passage of time enchanted me, in a world that seemed almost outside of time itself. The air was fragrant with incense, wrapping the temple in an alluring mysticism. Every column, every statue, every small altar lit by flickering candles held stories of centuries-old devotion. As I walked through the shadowy corridors, I felt it, the weight of bygone eras. It was as if each step we took sank into those history-laden stones. During that segment of our journey, I visited several temples, each one different, yet unified by a profound sense of serenity. Every time I crossed the threshold of those sacred portals, a parallel world invited me in, making me feel at home where spiritually was woven into the everyday. Worship in those places manifested in curious earthly forms, drums, gongs, offerings of flowers and fruits. How many faiths exist in the world? How much diversity in a common yearning for the divine? Whether on the Tibetan plateaus or in the forest of Indochina, Buddhist faith revealed itself in countless forms. This sacredness invited me to a reverent silence, to inner listening, to meditation as a key to unlock the soul and heart. I understood more and more the value of tolerance, the respect for others' belief. I saw faith offering a path to understanding others, facilitated by respectful liturgies and rituals. The shadows of those imposing statues flickered in the light of scattered candles. Wisdom, I thought, can take many forms. Truly travels the one who is ready to be amazed at every discovery, who allows themselves to be permitted by the world's variety, who chooses everyday new worlds, leaving behind some small, old piece of themselves.